Item number two, from the County Executive, appointing Mr. Michael Spector to the Milwaukee County Ethics Board for a term expiring February 28th, 2019.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Chairman, Supervisors. I'm pleased to introduce Michael Spector, County Executive's appointment to the Milwaukee County Ethics Board. Mr. Spector is the President Emeritus of the University of Wisconsin System Board of Regents. He's the Executive Director of the United States Law Firm Group and a board member and member of the Audit and Facilities Committee of the Bradley Center Sports and Entertainment Corporation. He's also the retired chair and managing partners of Quarles and Brady, and he was formerly a visiting professor of law at Marquette University Law School, as well as a board member and chair of the Audit Committee of the University of Wisconsin Hospital and Clinics. Mr. Spector will be a great addition to the Ethics Board, and I hope you will give him your consideration. Thank you.
Thank you. Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you. Wondering, Dr. Colton, if you could give us a little context of what's going on over at the Ethics Board. Only by reading an article or a blog or something did I learn of an interim director that we have over there, and so I guess I'm wondering what our staffing is and wondering what is going on with the board appointments. Is Mr. Spector's appointment part of a broader reconstitution of that board, or as we've seen with some other boards by the executive recently? Give us some context.
Chairman, Supervisor Lipscomb, as you know, Veronica Robinson was the director of both the Ethics Board and the PRB, and she left a few months ago. So Bob Chesinski is filling in as interim executive director for both of those right now. Mr. Spector's position, I believe, is filling an expired spot, someone whose term is running out, so that's the rationale for the appointment today.
It's a, I guess I'm not quite sure why we've never met the interim director, but is this a replacement of someone who you've chosen, the executive chose not to reappoint, or that they've resigned, or what's the nature of the vacancy?
Chairman, my understanding is most of the positions on the Ethics Board are recommended to the executive by other organizations, and the person in this slot was not recommended by that organization, and Mr. Spector was. So,
do we know which appointment this is replacing, or whose recommendation this is?
Chairman, this is a recommendation of the Greater Milwaukee Committee, based on the county board's ordinances.
Okay. All right. Thank you for the nominee. If there's anything you had, any information or anything you wish to say, and I guess I'd be interested in any connection you have to the executive, or whether you have the ability, you believe you have the ability to serve neutrally as the executive, as well as is subject to review by the Ethics Board as well.
Well, I certainly think I have the, is this on?
It's
ability to serve neutrally, that would be my goal. As I've read what the Ethics Board is about, my job would be to be even-handed, neutral, in evaluating whatever comes before it. I've done quasi-judicial type decision-making before. I look forward to it. I have no connection to the county executive. I think I may have made a campaign contribution to him at one point, but other than that, I have not seen him, talked to him at all.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Drusick.
Thank you. First of all, I would move approval. I don't know that the Ethics Board gets involved with past practices. I just want to comment that one of the provisions of the Ethics Code, which was revised under County Executive Walker, with Joe Rice as the chairman of the committee, was this whole issue about campaigning. And since really elected officials work 24/7, the Ethics Code really revised the whole issue of political activity to place of employment. And, of course, for supervisors and the county executive, that place of employment is the courthouse. So that ethics code was revised and approved by both supervisors and the county executive. I think political activity certainly has no place in the courthouse, and I don't know if prior violations of ethics code are ever before your ethics board, but I just want to point that out and provide that information at this point, because I think that is a key issue that has pretty much been ignored. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any more questions, comments of Mr. Spector? If not, would you take the roll?
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
9 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend item number 2 for confirmation prevails.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate it. Thank you, all of you.
We had a request from the Treasurer because he has